Well, as Turkey's main operation in Syria's north rages on, civilian casualties increase due to frequent attacks on residential areas. Our Syria correspondent Mohammed Ali has paid a visit to one of the Kurdish towns in Afrin region and shed light on the sufferings of its residents.
A day after pro-Syrian government forces entered the Afrin region, residential areas have again come under fire from Turkish forces. Funerals have become a daily scene here. The bodies of over a dozen Kurds were laid to rest in a huge funeral procession on Tuesday. Civilians here have been bearing the brunt of Syria's deadly conflict for more than 7 years now. But Turkey's recent operations in the region have added to their miseries.
We love peace. We love our land. YPG is not terrorist. We are just defending our towns. We are not harming anyone. God knows our suffering. My son is a martyr. He refused to see Turks and militants attack Afrin.
Afrin Hospital is packed with injured civilians due to Turkish attacks. Most of them are women and children. This boy was playing with his friends when a mortar hit them.
We were playing on the street. A mortar hit us. My sister was killed and my friends were injured. They brought me here and took away my sister's body.
Head of Afrin Hospital told Press TV that hundreds of civilians were admitted here, while many are in other villages and couldn't reach Afrin.
The number of injured civilians who reached this hospital since the start of the Turkish offensive is 487. The killed civilians who arrived here reached 178. Some injured are treated in border villages. There are martyrs whom their bodies remain under the rubble.
The Turkish offensive has been ongoing since January the 20th. Ankara regards Kurdish militants there, mainly the YPG, as terrorists and has pledged to purge them from border areas. The situation of Afrin's residents is not very different from other Syrians across the country during the crisis. Here, civilians are paying the highest cost of war as Turkish forces continue to attack the residential town. Afrin's residents are calling on the world community to act and stop the Turkish offensive. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Afrin, Northern Syria.